I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root artist feature. I have the pleasure today of speaking with visual artist Mac Stewart. Mac, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing very well. Always happy to get a chance to talk to you. What are you working on nowadays? Like what's the big thing that's in front of you right now?
The big thing that's in front of me right now is I'm going to be doing a project for GBT down in Gwinnett. It's a ballet, and I'm doing these big backdrops as these huge 15 by 20 foot pieces I'm going to have to be doing in the next 2 weeks. And that's a huge consumption of time on top of the show that I'm doing for them. So it's like I've done somewhat of like 40 pieces in the past 19 days. So it's a big, big project, and I'm excited about it, though.
Pretty busy.
Yeah.
Pretty busy.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your beginning. So you are pretty young, as I gather some of our listeners may be able to decipher. So when did you first pick up a paintbrush or a pen to draw or just start to experience and create?
Probably like the time I was one. I mean, my mom is an art history major, so it's like from the start I was painting, drawing, doing something creative. And also, like, I'm dyslexic, so it's like having that, you have to figure out other ways to communicate. And so that was like a big thing for me. And so, like, probably, yeah, since I was like almost born, I think I've just been messing around with art and experimenting.
And so as you've started to develop a style or just really delve further into your craft, when did you first think that being an artist was going to be part of your calling?
Well, for me, it was always the fact that it was being an artist is like one of the most challenging things ever, because you really have to rely on yourself almost entirely to make money to do anything. So it's like the whole process is by yourself, and I'm an introvert, so it's a great thing. And so it was kind of, I just wanted to do it really bad, and I thought it was an exciting experience, and I loved making art to start, so I just decided to do it and go out and start creating.
And so when you create and when you, I guess when you chose painting as your medium, I guess, of the moment, you may go into other things, but when you first started painting, what did that mean to you, or I guess what did you get from that?
For me, it was always about like making something really exciting. And like normally, like I say it as like it's a race. It's like I like sitting there and doing the lines, but like my favorite part is the finish line. So it's like that last 10 minutes where you're just working on it and you put it up and stare at it. So I kind of, what inspired me to start was just like competing with other people in my art class and like seeing the artists that I admire and seeing how large scale they go and seeing what kind of things they can do and how they can affect the world. And that was always like really interesting to me, and I wanted to do that myself. So I just kind of jumped and tried to find some way of making money off of it and being self-sufficient, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what I like most about your work is that, A, it is pretty big. You make a lot of really big pieces.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's some structure, some repetitive themes at times, but there's some structure, but yet there are some abstractions in that as well.
Yeah.
I guess that's the best way that I can talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I would love your perspective on your own work in that way.
Well, I think a good way of like describing my work would be like kind of a blend between like Keith Haring, Basquiat, and Andy Warhol, in the sense that like I like repetition a lot, and I do like big bold lines, and like my favorite art is the stuff that really pops out and like grabs your attention. So for me, it was always like everything I do, I want it to be big or and grand and exciting to look at and always energetic. And so it doesn't matter what mood you're in, you feel something about my work at some time, whether it's like happiness, sadness, whatever. People feel the different range of emotions. And so I also like about abstract work, kind of I make something, and when I make it, it means something to me, but someone else might come up and say it's something else completely. And so it kind of gives that difference between like being something to one person and being something entirely different. So I don't know, it's like a blend between realism and abstract art and the one thing I think, but I'm not really sure beyond that.
So what's the most challenging part about creating your work for you?
It's probably looking at that white canvas when you first start. It's like, for me, it's like always the part that's the most stressful. It's like getting that first line done. So it's the most important to me. And so when I do it, I'm just staring there for like maybe an hour just looking at it. And then once I put it down, it's done fairly quickly. But it's just that lead up to the point where I actually finally put the first line down and figure out what I'm going to do.
Conversely, what do you find comes most easily to you?
My favorite work is the big stuff, honestly, because it's easy. It's the same amount of time probably that the smaller pieces take, just larger scale. And it's always exciting to finish something big because, like, the reaction you get from something that's huge and the reactions you get from something as small is like a big difference. When someone sees something big, it's like it almost makes it more important. So I don't know beyond that.
Well, speaking of big work, you were part of the Living Walls' most recent slate of murals.
Yeah.
So talk about that experience.
That was really exciting. Like, being very serious about art for like a few years now, it was really cool to have something that has so much commercial success, in the sense that like people from around the world are coming to it, and there's artists that are coming from Spain and Germany and wherever. And so the chance to be a part of that was even like a blessing to start. And then how much they are to cater to you. Just like most times when you go somewhere, like people expect the artist to pay for the supplies, the food, the whatever. And it was really cool to have them like bring us food, and they paid for the paint, and they were all supportive, and like, it just makes it so much easier just to be able to come out there and paint lines. And then you have volunteers also. So I never had that much hype behind my work before. And so it was really, really exciting to even just be a part of that. Even volunteering is amazing. So it's just a great, great project. And it made me feel really good about painting, even more than I did before.
I would love to get your thoughts on that a tad bit further in terms of leadership.
Yeah.
Because being able to have your piece go up, but also being responsible for leading others to accomplish that.
I think it was a big confidence booster, because you have people who are even older than you asking how you did this. And it was really cool being able to like give advice for once, instead of taking it, because I've been taking in advice for my whole life. And so finally being able to give it out and like seeing little kids come by and people who were at my age when I started, it's just really exciting to have that experience come back to you. So I love it, and I think it's great, and I want to continue to like help people who are younger than me out, and hopefully when I get older and more successful, I can help more people. But it was awesome, and it definitely helped me a lot with leadership and my speaking skills and all that stuff, because before I wasn't as experienced as I am now.
So talk about even the response to your work, and what were the ranges of responses, whether it be from an aesthetic standpoint or how it made them feel.
We had a lot of people from the community come up, and just it was insane, because there was people like one person was crying because they loved it so much, and we had people driving by every day and stopping because they loved it so much and taking pictures and coming up to me and talking. And people loved it for every different thing. I mean, I'm sure everyone has their own different feelings about the piece, but the main thing was that they just loved how I was making this wall that used to be completely dirty and grungy to turning it to this great piece of art where someone wants to stop and look at it, and it makes the community better, and it makes the people better, and it makes everything awesome. So it really like kind of opened my eyes to what art can really do to a community and to the world.
And just for our listeners out there, if you would like to go and see Mac's mural, Mac, what is the address of that mural?
It's on 156 4th Scythe Street Southwest, and near the Greyhound Station. So if you go around the building, you'll probably be able to find it.
Okay. So we talked about leadership, but I would love to get your perspective on teamwork.
Yeah.
Teamwork is very big, and I think from an organizational standpoint, you have some great support. Your mom is a big supporter of yours.
Yeah.
And I've, you know, seen you out in other capacities where you've had your sister out, your dad, like the whole family is definitely involved. So talk about teamwork and organization just on the administrative side of what you've been able to do so far.
Well, yeah, it does. Having a supportive family is a really important part of that. But yeah, it was really awesome. Like, you realize that sometimes with your pieces, like, being an artist, you always want to do stuff yourself, and sometimes you, like, kind of have to let someone else help you because it's such a big thing, like the mural. And so having, like, my sister come out and all my friends and, like, people I didn't even know, and then becoming friends with them and telling them what to do and helping them out, and they're learning art while I'm learning about them and learning about leadership and about teamwork. And it was really cool to see how something, even though it's mine, is not only just mine, it's everyone who helped, and it's everyone who put a piece of themselves into my artwork and who put their time in and energy. And so that was just awesome, and it really kind of made me realize that sometimes you can't rely on yourself for everything, and you're going to ask for help sometimes, and that it's okay to ask for help, and when you do, it's normally people will come. So it was awesome.
Well, as we wrap up here, I would love to get your perspective as an artist who is still early in his career. What are you most excited about where your career is right now?
For me, it's like after this Living Walls thing, so much more opportunities have been opened up, and like for me, I'm excited to see what the next 10 years will be like, and like how I'll progress and where my art will go and what galleries I'll sell at. And but the main thing for me is just I just want to see what my art will look like in 10 years. I mean, it's not as much about the money or the fame or whatever. I do art because I love to see what my art looks like at the end. So I'm just excited to see how my art evolves and who I'm friends with. I want to meet like a lot of cool people like Jeff Koons and Damien Hirst and all of them. So hopefully I can meet them and socialize with a lot more people and start traveling and just go from there and keep building my art career. And hopefully I'll be somewhere one day.
And for our listeners out there who would love to keep up with you on this journey as you keep traveling through, let them know how they can keep up with you and stay in touch.
Well, you can follow me on almost all social media based websites or something like Instagram, Facebook at Max Stewart Artworks. And my website's the same, maxstewartartworks.com. And there's everything you need there to follow me, like my page, do whatever you want.
Max Stewart, thank you for your time.
Thank you.